USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now calling for party unity after big wins in yesterday's Democratic primaries. Biden winning at least four of six primary states, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, and Idaho. Washington and North Dakota still too close to call, though Bernie Sanders is not giving in. He says he's looking forward to debating Biden this Sunday night.
When our vision is compared to Biden's, when we have that debate in Phoenix, I'm feeling pretty good.
That debate in Phoenix will go on as scheduled, though without the earlier planned live audience because of coronavirus concerns. Dick's Sporting Goods says it will stop selling guns at another 440 of its stores this year, building on the chain's decision after the deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida 2 years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Updating the coronavirus story, in the United States, the confirmed case number has now exceeded 1,000, and Michigan is the latest state to report its first case, Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency there. Most of the U.S. cases have been in New York State and Washington State. The latter state's governor, Jay Inslee, expected to announce a ban on all large gatherings in the Seattle area today. Harvey Weinstein to be sentenced today after being found guilty of first-degree criminal sexual act and third-degree rape. He could get nearly three decades behind bars. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is out on bond after DWI accusations in Travis County, Texas. Deputies say Jones was pulled over early yesterday as they were responding to a family disturbance call. They claim Jones was over the legal alcohol limit, though Jones claims otherwise on his website and says he believes the case will be dropped. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A warning about a certain kind of mushroom that could be transmitting listeria. Federal health officials say 36 people in 17 states have become ill from eating enoki mushrooms. Four of those who were sickened were pregnant women. Four people have died in California, Hawaii, and New Jersey. These mushrooms have long, thin white stems and small caps and are usually sold in clusters. The batches that tested positive for listeria are imported from Korea by Sun Hong Foods in Montebello, California. Actress Rosario Dawson and her boyfriend, New Jersey's U.S. Senator Cory Booker, have different tastes in candidates, it seems. Dawson posting on Instagram that she voted for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic presidential primary. This after the former Democratic presidential candidate Booker dropped out of the race and endorsed Joe Biden. Dawson didn't mention Booker's endorsement when she endorsed Bernie Sanders. Former New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski ready to get into the squared circle as WWE backstage is reporting the three-time Super Bowl champ is close to signing with the pro wrestling outfit. Gronk could appear on Friday night SmackDown. He retired from pro football at the age of 29 after the 2018 season. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.